Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Always By Your Side podcast. It's me. I know. Don't get too excited. It's me, Gabby. Who else would it be? Today we have a guest watching, Mr. Stubert. But today we're going to be talking about forgiveness. Yay. Don't get too excited. I know. Because forgiveness is actually something I had struggled with for a really long time. And I feel like, okay, forgiveness has been on the forefront of my mind, especially in the past month, because not only have I been tested with forgiveness, it's also been the topic of discussion at my church for the past like 4 weeks. So I really think God is trying to speak to me about this. And over the 4 weeks, I've been able to really analyze, I guess, just forgiveness as a whole and kind of what goes into it. And for me, at least, I always had such a hard time forgiving. Growing up, I was one to just hold on to resentment. I think my mom and my dad love them dearly. Actually, no, it's more my mom. My mom is more like, you know what? If someone wrongs you, screw them. And I was like, yeah. Until I realized, like, I think maybe that works for some people. Actually, it doesn't. This is the whole point of the podcast, is that forgiveness is necessary. Resentment is not. Because when you hold on to resentment, you end up becoming like the ones that hurt you, and that's not fun at all. I think we've all been through seasons of resentment where we hold on to something and we're like, yeah, like screw this, not moving on, and just continuously angry about it, because I know for sure I was. And as I grew up, I learned to start to let go of it, and I thought I matured out of it, but it takes a lot more than just saying I forgive you. There's a lot more that goes behind that, and a lot of the time it's healing. The one thing that I realized was just because I wasn't hating somebody doesn't mean I was on the proper steps to forgive them. I was still holding on to this hate and this resentment like an anchor, which therefore that was holding me in my past and like holding me down, you know? I couldn't move on and heal and like move into a peaceful time in my life because I was holding on to that anger and that resentment, which honestly ended up turning me into hurt people. And it's honestly a very awful cycle that you can get on, because once you hurt somebody, that person can start to take on those things that the other person inflicted on them, which is awful. And I never really understood that saying, like, hurt people until it happened to me. I think the perfect example of when that happened to me was when I was in my toxic relationship. I talked about this in my testimony, but I'll kind of go into it. Maybe my toxic relationship will be a whole podcast in itself, because we all know, people in my life, they all know that. That was something, right, Stewie? Yep, he's shaking his head. Yep, that was something. And, you know, to sum it all up, I was hurt in so many ways by this person. And now that I look back at it, I saw, and okay, this took a lot of reflecting on the situation, but I realized that they were hurt the entire time. I went into the relationship being fully healed, happy, like confident, whatever. I was an okay person, but the person that I was getting into a relationship with was not where I was. We were in two different, completely different spots. This person hadn't found themselves. They were hurting inside. They were insecure. They had a lot of other demons that they were fighting in their own mind. So when you put two people like that together, sometimes the other person starts to get envious of the other person feeling so healed and happy and good and whatever. And sometimes they will lash out and put the other person down. And I didn't notice that at the time. I was just really upset because I was like, I'm never going to be good enough for this person. This person is telling me that I shouldn't be eating this. I shouldn't be doing this. I should look more like this girl. I should be doing this differently. It was never good enough for this person. I was always not where I should have been. I was always just not right. I always didn't look my best. I was always compared to my past of how I used to be fat or like whatever. It doesn't matter. We don't need to unlock all my trauma here today. But the thing was, is it was constantly put down, making me feel like crap. And although I realized that that person was hurting me so bad, they were dealing with a bunch of other things behind the scenes that they didn't tell me. They were dealing with a lot of insecurity, a lot of other things. And this took a lot of time to realize this, though. I had to step out of this relationship. It took me months of holding on to that anger. And I think after we broke up, I was just angry. I was so mad. And I wasn't really seeing the relationship from like an outside point of view. I was looking at it with like a film over. It was a little foggy because I was still so in it. And it took me time to really digest what had happened, to think about what was said to me and things that were going on, to really fully realize the hurt that was going on in this person's life. And I lived with the person, and I think sometimes when you're so involved in a situation, you don't really see it for what it is. And so I didn't see it for fully what it was until I was in my healing process. And I think sometimes as humans, instead of forgiving, we forget that step. We just go healing, and then we never do the forgiving. And I think that is so crucial to moving on and finding peace, because when I was done healing, I wasn't taking the proper steps to heal. I was still like angry about it. And that just showed that I wasn't fully healed and I needed to forgive. And it takes a lot. Forgiving is not something easy to do. It's not something that's like something everyone can do. And it takes a lot of time and a lot of maturity. But in order to be able to move on and find that peace in your life, you're going to have to be able to come to a conclusion that you're going to have to be able to forgive this person. And after, like, in my healing stage, I was like in the world, you know, like living my life. This was before I found God fully. Okay, guys. So just, this was like the beginning of my testimony. Okay. So I was in my healing vibe. I'm not going to say the other word because I hate TikTok slang. Like, that's my one thing. Don't do it. But whatever. I was in my healing lifestyle, going out, partying, living in the world. I was living in the world half of my time, whatever. And I'm not going to say names, whatever. But I had been talking. No. I don't know how to word this. I'm trying to. Okay, guys. The reason why this cut abruptly is because I'm trying to word this in the correct way. So in my healing time, when I'm living out in the world, I was talking to guys. I was doing my thing. And I had told the one guy, I was like, listen, not ready for anything. I don't want anything with anyone. And that's like kind of the basis of what I said. And as though I thought that was enough, it wasn't, because I didn't do a good job at that. And I realized now, looking back, as I fully healed, fully forgave the person that actually hurt me, I realized in my healing time, I was hurting other people the way that I was hurt by the person that hurt me. Does that make sense? It sounds like a cobweb of like just confusion, because sometimes that's what my brain feels like. It's just a conjumble of confusion. But yeah, I realized that like I actually ended up hurting these people. And I mean, now I have said I'm so sorry to these people. Have they forgiven me? I don't know. Definitely won't be the way it was. But like, I've realized and I took the accountability that I needed to take and reaching out to that person being like, hey, I am truthfully sorry and I never meant to hurt you. I thought what I said to you was enough. I thought I was trying to protect you. And in some weird way, I wasn't. And it took a lot for me to do that. But I think when you have to forgive, you have to put your ego aside But when I was forgiving, I was realizing that at that time, I was so hurt by someone else's hurt that they hurt me, or when they hurt me, I was going around being a serial hurter, you know, like I was going around hurting people. That's not cool either. So I think like when you're in your healing process, whether that's from a relationship, a friendship, or anything, you need to give yourself time to heal and fully take that isolation and realize, do some self-reflection, because we all need growth. We all need character development. We're not perfect. So we all need to go back and like start to analyze, what did I do wrong in this scenario? Or what can I learn from this so I don't end up like the ones that hurt me? I think that's something that I had failed at when I was going through my toxic relationship, because yeah, was it toxic? But I didn't give myself time to heal until when I went out into the world and I ended up hurting somebody like that hurt me. I think that is so important, is to make sure you're fully healed before you start to give anyone your energy like that. And I don't mean start secluding yourself or like doing anything, but make sure you're super cautious with the way you word things to people, the way you are towards people, because that was something that I regret, was being fully open and vulnerable like that so quickly. Because a lot of the time, one thing that I realize is like holding on to the hurt, it ends up turning into hate. And that's kind of where I was. I was like in this limbo time of my life where I was so hurt that I was like angry. And I remember there was times where I would literally sit and be like not like angry at God, but like in a way, yeah. Like I would sit there and be like, God, why did you do this to me? Why is this happening in my life? I don't understand. I've already been through enough. And I was angry about it. Instead of like sitting back and thinking, what could I learn from this? What has God protected me from? Because a lot of the time, I should be thanking God that it wasn't worse than what I thought it was going to be. It could have been a million times worse. And yeah, it did freaking suck, but it could be worse. That's what I always say to myself, is always think about that. When you're in a bad situation, think about how much worse it could have been. And then that'll be able to help you move on and forgive, because you'll be like, okay, well, thankfully that this person showed me X, Y, and Z, this lesson, and this lesson, without being hurt a million times worse. Because there's always can be worse. There always can be. And when I say like, and so when you're done with the healing and you're starting to forgive, I don't mean to ever forgive and forget, but when you forgive, you need to realize that that's also setting boundaries. Because I think a lot of the time, it's like when you think of forgiveness, you're allowing people full access again, which is not it at all. Because just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean you need to tolerate everything. It means that you need to see where that person is in your life. So say you're forgiving somebody for, say, talking about something that you talked to them in private about. So say like you confided in them with a secret and they went around and told everybody. It's like, okay, when I forgive you, you need to know, okay, I forgive them, but at a distance. They have, now there's a certain boundary that's going to be set in place. Like, okay, I have to make sure I can't talk to them about X, Y, and Z, or I can't do this, this, and this, because you don't need to go full on and cold turkey them and cut them off. Because I was guilty of that before, and I think a lot of us are usually guilty of that. It's like, okay, this person screwed me, screw you, I'll never speak to you again, I'm done. You don't have to do that, but you have to realize that certain people just won't have that access to your life like you used to give them, because they showed you that they are not responsible with that amount of access to your life. And although it may suck, but you don't have to be so cold, because then again, you turn into those who hurt you, and that's not fun either. So learning to set those boundaries is so important. And even if the boundary is like, okay, so say it's like, okay, the example I gave before is like, okay, you can't come this close, I just can't talk to you about secrets. Some people, when they hurt you really bad, more than just a stupid secret. They hurt you more where it's harder to be like, okay, I can't let you in my life really at all. And that is what's hard too. But there is boundaries with that. It's not like you have to go and be best friends with them again, but you have to be cordial and be able to see them in real life and be like, we're cool, we can still be friends, or we can still be acquaintances, we can still be kind to one another. If I see you in public, I'll be like, hi, how are you? But I don't need to call you, I don't need to be best friends with you. We could just be friendly and that's fine. That's another boundary. It all depends on the level of hurt or the level of, I guess, like, mistreatment that the person caused in your life. It all depends. It's all scaled, but it's all about what you want and what boundaries you need to set in place with that specific situation, because every situation is different. Every hurt is different. Some is easier to forgive and heal from. Some of them, it takes a lot longer to heal and forgive, and that's okay, because healing has no timeline. As long as you're on that trip and you realize that you need to be healing and that it's your healing time, that's all that matters, because then you can start to forgive. But no, healing doesn't have a timeline, and that stinks. But all you can do is protect yourself and others in that time, because when you're healing, you're insanely vulnerable. The things that I learned from forgiving, I think I learned a lot of valuable lessons from it, because before, I definitely never wanted to forgive. I wanted to hold on to that resentment. But the one thing that I learned was that I could finally be at peace when I forgave the person, because when I was holding on to that anger and that resentment, it was keeping me in my past and keeping me like angry. I couldn't move on. I would always want to talk about it. I was always mad. And I think that can start to turn into like the hurt people situation. If you live in that, you will never be at peace. So the best thing for you to do is to heal and forgive and set those boundaries. Another thing that helped me forgive people is thinking about how many learning lessons they said. I already said this earlier, but notice the learning lesson that you learned and be grateful that it wasn't something worse. And I know like some things are like really bad and you're like, okay, how could this have been worse? But if you think about it, it really could be worse. And the one scenario that I use in my head is really, really messed up. I'm not even going to say it out loud, about a situation that like really hurt me. But I was like, you know what? It could be worse. It could be worse. It always could be worse. And actually sitting to yourself and thinking about what you learned from the situation is so valuable, because it actually starts to make you feel grateful for that person, because they taught you a lot of learning lessons and that it could have been so much worse, and how thankful you are that they didn't do those other things that could have been worse. Does that make sense? There are so many situations that I think about and I'm like, dang, that person really hurt me. But then I think about how they could have hurt me a million times worse. And I'm like, wow, thank God they did not do that to me, because I would have been really messed up. But at least they did this and I can move on from that. So I think that helped me a lot, is realizing that things could be worse and starting to actually learning lessons from it, because people are the best learning lessons. Life is the best learning lesson you'll ever have. And although it may not feel like that sometimes, and you might be discouraged or upset about something happening, but a lot of the time they're blessings in disguises that happen in your life. And you can just thank God that it happened, and you can learn and continue to grow as a person and be stronger. And it sucks, but you end up learning more, and that's all you can do. Another thing that I learned is, like, say you want that person in your life, you need to make sure you're setting those boundaries in place and not like bending them. Or if they really show you that they are sorry and they show you that like that was a one-time thing and it was an accident and this, that, and the other, and they really make it back to you or make it up to you, then okay, you can start to lean them back in. But setting those boundaries is so important. It also gives you so much peace, because you're not fully getting rid of that person in your life, which it just adds another like little problem to your life. It's just setting aside certain things you can have with them and what you can't. And I think that's such a good thing to have. And the last two things that I learned, and these, I'm not going to get into it, but unaddressed hurt will turn into hate. And that's what my pastor, Pastor Rich, said. He's like, unaddressed hurt will turn into hate. And I was like, dang. I remember sitting in like church and I was like, that felt like that was at me. Because if I didn't think about it, you know, like, dang. Like, if you're not really addressing the hurt in your heart, you're going to end up making it worse in your own brain. You're going to sit there and just be angry about it. And you're going to be like spiteful and like an angry little old lady. But it's like, address it in your head and it won't hurt as much, because you'll give yourself time to heal. Because why dwell on it, love? Like, why? And the last thing is, if you don't, this is another thing Pastor Rich said. So Pastor Rich, if you're watching this, this is from you. This was incredible. He goes, if you don't heal the hurt in your heart, it will hurt you. Oh, that is so true. Like, Okay, we're moving on because we got a lot more to go over. I'm about to call myself out a little bit because we're talking about what forgiveness is not. And sometimes I was doing these things, which is embarrassing, but I think we all do it. There's three. It's gossiping, ghosting, and shunning. Gossiping, you don't need to go around and tell everybody that what, like, this person did to hurt you or, like, how they hurt you. No one cares. If you really forgave them, you wouldn't want to go around and start talking about it, and then you're going to get fired up in the conversation. You're like, and you don't want to know what they did. No one cares. It just shows that you haven't actually forgiven them. And to be able to forgive somebody, you have to actually mean that. It has to come from your heart. To sit there and be like, I forgive you, that's going to come from your heart. And if you're going around gossiping about it, I hate to break it to you, but you just haven't forgiven at all. You're just waiting for someone to ask you about what happened so you could talk about it again and get people to be on your side. Who cares? Move on. Ghosting? This is something that I used to do because I was a coward, okay? No matter what somebody did, they deserve to know so they can sit back and reflect about what they did. Because sometimes, like, I was just like, you know what, I'll never speak to them again, whatever. And, like, they would text me, no response. And it's like, at least give that person that. Let them go home and do some self-reflection. Because a lot of the time, like, we all know we're not perfect. If you're going to sit there, if you're watching this podcast and you think that you're perfect, I hate to break it to you, but you're not. I'm not perfect. Literally nobody on this entire planet is perfect, okay? So if somebody could come to me and be like, hey, I don't think this is going to work out, but this is what I just think, it didn't mesh well with me, what you did. I would respect that a lot more than someone just completely going ghost. And that's something that I did to people, okay? I'm just saying. But when I think about it and I put myself in the other shoes of being ghosted, I think about, okay, I wish maybe I would have known this so I could work on this about myself a little more. Because I know that I'm not perfect. I know I have a lot of things I need to learn. And it's good to know what you need to work on. So if somebody's going to sit there and be like, hey, this isn't going to work out between you and I, but for your future reference, I think this is something that you should work on, I'd be like, okay, got it. I mean, it's going to sting a little bit, but like, dang. I was going to say, I'm trying not to cuss anymore, guys. I'm trying. And the last one is shunning. Oh, little airplane. Okay, shunning is so true. If you think you forgave somebody, think about it this way. Say you're at an event or you're at the grocery store and you see that person. Can you confidently just be like, hey, how are you? If your answer is no, then you haven't been able to forgive them. Because if you've forgiven someone, then you should be able to feel confident and comfortable facing them and being like, hey, how are you? Because if you're trying to avoid them or you want to like leave the entire building when you see them, you haven't forgiven them. And that kind of means you're still holding on to some sort of resentment or hate. And you know what? As I said, healing takes time. But if you think you've forgiven them and you see them in real life and you're not able to do that, then you haven't forgiven them. And you've got a lot more healing to do. The ones that hurt me. I became the hurting person. Because when you really think down about it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Good idea. Guys, so we're on to the how to forgive. Gabby, how in the world do I forgive? Well, let me tell you. Let's do a little quick summary because some of the things we've already touched on, but let me remind you. Like, let's just have a little reminder of the things that you should do because it takes time. Time is one because time is healing and you need to give yourself some time to heal. Because without that, you're not going to be able to get towards forgiving, which I know it's hard. But give yourself the time, and each hurt is a different timeline of how long it's going to take you to heal. Sit back and think about how much you learned. Be like, wow, thank you so much for showing me this because it could have been a lot worse. And that's something that helps me a lot. We've already talked about that though, but I'm just reminding you. Okay. The next one is realizing that the person that hurt you is probably going through a lot of hurt. And that's a not so fun place to be because if you really think about, like, if I think about the people that have hurt me in my life, one thing they all had in common was that they were hurting behind closed doors, whether they told me or not. And most of the time, people that are doing the hurting aren't going to tell you what they are hurting from. They're just trying to cope and they're not addressing their own feelings. That's why it's out in the world, all this anger and all this hate, because they're not addressing it behind closed doors. So what makes you think that they're going to be able to address their own hurt to you? And that is something that was really hard for me to realize, because as much as we want to be angry and upset, a lot of the time these people are hurting you is because they're hurt. And what helps me with that is like always letting them know that you're there for them. Even though it's going to hurt to say it, because you have everyone has an ego, everyone has pride, and you're not going to want to say it, but just them knowing that they have somebody that cares is the first step for them to heal their own hurt in their heart. And another thing that I do behind closed doors, I actually do this every night before I go to bed, is I pray for those who hurt me, and I do like a good prayer for them. Every single night before I go to bed, I'm dozing off, I start praying and praying. I pray for like a lot of things. My prayer lasts about 10 minutes, but in majority of them is me praying for the people that hurt me, because I know that they haven't seen what they've done to other people, and they are so hurt that their whole vision is foggy about what's really going on around them, and they don't realize the severity of how much they're hurting somebody else because they are hurting so much. And all we can do is pray for those people, because we would all hope that they would find peace in their life, because that's kind of what we all want in the end of the day, is peace. And peace and happiness sounds corny, and it sounds like a Justice t-shirt I would have worn in like fifth grade, but that's all we want, is peace. Peace is so valuable and peace is so amazing. And all we can do is pray for somebody to find that peace in their life, because a lot of the time that's all you need. And that will make somebody so much of a better person, because most of the time people can't see the damage that they cause because they're drowning so much in their own hurt. And that thought is just scary in a whole. So one thing I want you guys to try, if you are religious, I'm not pushing religion on you guys at all, but if you are, try to pray for those who hurt you, because I promise everyone has kindness in their heart, but sometimes they've been really hurt where they can't even find that forgiveness or that kindness in their heart because they are drowning in their own hurt. Well, I think to end it all off is one of the things that I struggle with forgiveness, because I've made this sound like it's so easy. And it's really not. Forgiveness is a very long and hard journey to go on. And I'm not saying that this is easy in any way, shape, or form. But the one thing that I struggle with forgiveness is forgiving people that aren't sorry. And it's weird, because it's like, how do you tell somebody you forgive them when they didn't even say sorry? They're like, what are you talking about? I never said sorry. It's hard. It really is. But the one thing that helped me saying sorry to those who don't feel sorry, or what has helped me forgive people that aren't actually sorry, is by praying for them. And like I said before, it's just what helps. And I know that they need that prayer more than I do, because I am aware of the hurt that's in my heart, and I'm aware that I have healing to do, but they are not. So all we can do is pray for them, that they one day can see things from the way we see them. And even though this whole podcast episode is about forgiveness, we also need to learn that we are not always right as well. Because I think the one thing we all struggle with is taking accountability for when we're wrong. And none of us ever want to say sorry. That is something that I struggled with. And I'll be honest. I'll be honest when I think that, like, I'm not afraid to call myself out, is what I'm saying. And I think it's because we all feel that way sometimes. I think a lot of the time, I don't want to say sorry or whatever. But what truthfully helps, and I mean this, and actually do it, is try to put yourself in someone else's shoes. Try to physically, step by step, word by word, put yourself in their exact situation. Because most of the time, you'll find yourself feeling hurt, and you'll be like, dang, okay, I kind of see why they're hurt and they're upset with me. The amount of times that I've did that, where someone told me what I did that hurt them, and I was like, okay. But then I sat back and I thought about it step by step by step. I understood what they were saying, and I was like, you know what, you're right, and I am sorry. I shouldn't have done this. When you start to put yourself actually in their shoes, by like literally by the sentences that you were saying, the timeline exactly, put yourself in that position and think about, would this hurt me? Majority of the time you'll say yes, and then you can honestly say sorry, and you will understand their perspective. And a lot of the time, like, you know how hard it is to forgive some. And I always say this is like the perfect saying is also what Pastor Rich said was, it's not mercy for me, justice for them. Because we would want to be forgiven just as we would want someone to forgive us. Because I know if I mess up, I would want that person to forgive me. And, you know, sometimes it takes time. They're going to have to heal. And I'll give them whatever it needs for them to be able to forgive me. But we need to start to learn to be as equal with that situation. When we mess up, give that person time to forgive. But when it's the other way around and someone wants us to forgive them, we need to learn to be as gentle as we would want someone to be with us when we're actually genuinely sorry. So I think one thing to take away is learn to be forgiving. It's not easy. It's a whole road and a whole journey that you're going to go on. And no one ever said forgiving is easy. And no one ever said to forgive overnight. Forgiving takes time, which in that time takes healing. And don't rush it for yourself, because every hurt takes a different amount of time. And it stinks. It hurts. But another thing is, forgiveness gives you that peace to move on, because you don't want to have that resentment, because that resentment will hold you down like an anchor, and it'll hold you back in your past, and you will not be able to move on to the future. You won't be able to learn and grow and have character development if you're holding on to that anger. So you need to learn to just release it. But with releasing it is healing, forgiving, setting boundaries, and letting it go. And the other thing is, it's not mercy for me, justice for them. Learn that if you would want someone to forgive you, you need to learn how to forgive them. So, I know this was a lot to digest today, guys, and this was not an easy one. But it was something that was weighing on my heart, because I think I had to do a lot of it in this season of my life, is forgiving people. And it has not been easy for me. I definitely have struggled with forgiving people and not wanting to. But I knew in my heart that in order for me to feel at peace and feel happy with my own life and be able to grow, I needed to learn to forgive those people that hurt me, because a lot of the time they didn't realize how much they were hurting me. It stinks and it takes time, because I'm still in the stages of healing / forgiving, but I'm more in the forgiving section of my life, the forgiving season of my life. So just learn to be gentle with each other, be kind to one another, and don't ever let resentment be in the way of something. If you want to reach out to somebody, I think this is your sign to reach out to them and say, hey, I may still be in the healing stages, or if you say you're the one that hurt that person, but say, okay, I know I'm still in the healing stages of my life. I just want you to know I'm on my path for forgiving you. I still care about you and I'm here for you. That shows a lot about your character, shows that you're genuinely caring for other people, but it takes time. And don't be scared to reach out to those people, because you never know when the last time you could reach out to somebody is. You don't. So I love you all so much. Thank you guys for watching the second episode of Always By Your Side. We are going to have a lot more deep discussions on the way, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and let me know what you guys think down below about forgiveness. And if you guys want to talk about it, like, go and talk about like times that you try to forgive, or if you need advice on forgiving, comment down below as well. We would all want to talk. We're all here for you, and we're all always by your side as well. But if you guys are wanting to further discussion, not just in the YouTube comments, but I don't even know what I was just saying there, guys. Did you just see that? That was crazy. Maybe I've just been talking for too long, but I have a Discord that everyone has been joining and talking, and we have a vent room, a Bible verse, we share Bible verses, we have all kinds of fun things in this Discord, and we have 215 members right now, which is insane. But we talk about deep stuff. We talk all day long, and join the fam. You guys can talk and ask for advice, and we're all there for each other, because we're all always by each other's side, and we're here to guide you guys and, you know, have a community where you're not scared to talk about these things. So it'll be in the description if you're watching or listening on Spotify or one of the other platforms. I don't know. Go to my YouTube and you'll find it. I'll leave the Discord link in my bio. But I love you all so much, and I hope you guys have a safe and happy day. And I love you. God loves you, and you guys are amazing. Bye.